This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russian President Vladimir Putin left Vietnam early Friday following his state visit to the Asian ally on a trip seen as a show of defiance to the West.
The two countries signed multiple agreements on issues including energy, although none of the 11 pacts were on the same level as the mutual defense agreement Russia signed with North Korea the day before. Russia's TASS news agency quoted Putin as saying the two countries shared an interest in, quote, developing a reliable security architecture in the region. During a news conference, he accused the NATO military alliance of creating a security threat for Russia in Asia. The U.S. and its allies have criticized Putin's visit, saying he should not be given a stage on which to defend Russia's war in Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. A U.S. military official said Thursday the American-built pier in Gaza has unloaded aid again after breaking apart in rough seas. We get more from AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
The official said the pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday. The pier project has cost the U.S. at least $230 million and was meant to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via the UN's World Food Program. Aid groups have decried the pier as a distraction that took pressure off Israel to open more border crossings. Land border crossings are far more productive at bringing aid into Gaza, where Palestinians are facing widespread hunger. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday South Korea would be making a big mistake if it decides to supply arms to Ukraine, and that Moscow would respond to such a move in a way that would be painful to Seoul. This is VOA News. Hundreds of demonstrators marched through cities across Kenya Thursday to protest against government plans to raise $2.7 billion in additional taxes to reduce the budget deficit. We get more from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Riot police fired tear gas to disperse pockets of protesters in the capital, Nairobi, and blocked their path to parliament. Protesters say the tax rises will hurt the economy and raise the cost of living for Kenyans who are already struggling to make ends meet. A Kenyan parliamentary panel on Tuesday urged the government to scrap some new taxes proposed in its finance bill, including new ones on car ownership, bread, cooking oil, and financial transactions. Demonstrators across Kenya called for lawmakers to drop the bill and wave placards with slogans like, "We say no to economic dictatorship."
9 people died, 6 are missing, after heavy rain has caused historic flooding in rural parts of Guangdong province in southern China, while authorities warned Friday of more flooding ahead in other parts of the country. The National Weather Center issuing a warning for several provinces in the south and a few individual places in the north. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the dismissal and jailing of a Russian defense official.
According to Russian media reports, authorities have formally dismissed a deputy defense minister jailed on bribery charges and accused by Kremlin critics of living a lavish lifestyle. A court ordered that his pretrial detention be extended for 3 more months. Timur Ivanov is one of several senior military officers arrested on corruption charges in recent months. He was a close associate of Sergei Shoigu, whom President Vladimir Putin replaced as defense minister last month. Ivanov also faces sanctions by both the U.S. and the European Union. I'm Norman Hall.
In other news, French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday joined African leaders in Paris to kick off a planned $1 billion project to accelerate the rollout of vaccines in Africa. The effort comes after the coronavirus pandemic exposed gapping inequalities in access to vaccines globally. The African Vaccine Manufacturing Accelerator will provide financial incentives to vaccine manufacturers. Many African leaders and advocacy groups say Africa was unfairly locked out of the access to COVID-19 treatment tools and vaccines and testing equipment when the pandemic swept the globe starting in 2020. As always, for details and much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.